Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
And it's time for Living in the Light with Jessie. Let's bring her on to reintroduce herself, her show, and what's up for today. Welcome back.
Thanks, Nicole. It's great to be back. As you said, I'm Jessie Beyer, and today's show is Living in the Light, where we talk about all sorts of things spiritual and metaphysical. I am the owner of Serenity Intuitive, which is a spiritual awakening coaching and spiritual healing and intuitive service in the Pacific Northwest. So I am really excited for today's show. The topic I thought we could explore today is all about control. It's been coming up a lot for my clients, myself recently, so I thought it would be a good thing to talk about today. If you would like to contribute to the conversation today, you can do so at emailing us at ontheair@telus.net, or you can call in at 646-595-4274. Excuse me. So when I am talking about control, it's interesting because it's all about the human experience. Much of our experiences revolve around it. But what if you could change your relationship with control? Be a little less controlling about control. Would it change your experiences? Would it help you feel more connected and less anxious? Would it allow space for better relationships? I can only speak for myself. In my own experiences, I have found that letting go of control has accomplished all of those things. So what do I mean when I say control? Well, I'm talking about the need we feel to control the things, people, and experiences in our life. Control gives us a sense, at least temporarily, that things are fine. So most of us spend our time trying to control our experiences or those of the people around us to gain a desired outcome. And that's an outcome that we have in our mind. Now, whether or not that's the best outcome, that remains to be seen. But when we have an expectation of how things should be or how we want them to turn out, we are far more apt to control what occurs when things don't line up with those expectations. And we do this because it makes us feel better or seems to protect us from whatever perceived bad thing we want to avoid. A good example of this is parents. Parents are famous for this as their kids start to get older. They don't want their kids to experience difficulties, pain, or bad emotions that they experienced. So they can become overprotective, which is a form of control, or overly strict, another form. And this makes the parent feel better, but makes the child feel terrible or fearful or incapable. And I'm sure many of you have your own deep-seated blocks and limiting beliefs stemming from situations when you were overly protected, controlled as a child, or witnessed someone close to you behaving in alarm and control about a situation. So, you know, the reason parents do this stems from a good place, the love for their child, but the actions actually do harm to both of them. So when we try to protect people from a situation we perceive, and that's the key, that we perceive to be bad or harmful, we rob them of that experience. They may have chosen that experience as part of their soul's blueprint to further their spiritual progress. Or they may not perceive the experience in the same negative way that you do. They may not have the same outcome you are expecting. And when we think we know what's best for someone or what they should do, we are controlling their experience and limiting our own. When we accept that we are only responsible for ourselves, our own growth, and the experience and our own experiences, then we can support our loved ones and friends during times that we perceive to be difficult or trying, and rather than controlling those experiences. So it's completely possible to be supportive to people, helping them when asked, but allowing them to have their own experiences in their own way. When we do our own inner work, such as releasing programming, working through our blocks, letting go of our limiting beliefs, doing that inner work, we get closer to the state of non-attachment and non-judgment. When we're in that state, we no longer have the desire to control the outcome, yours or anybody else's, because you have the spiritual understanding and perspective that everything is unfolding exactly as it needs to be. And wouldn't we all want to experience life with ease and grace and from a state of flow and inner peace? I'm inviting you to re-examine your relationship with control. Can you think of something in your life that if you surrendered control, it might look and feel very different? I'm going to give you an example from my life. I had a family member who had a substance abuse disorder. I spent so much of my time and energy trying to control that situation, trying to control interactions so that they wouldn't drink, or trying to make sure that their disorder didn't negatively impact me, that before long, I was controlling everything. And I mean everything in my life. I was miserable. My family was miserable. Everyone around us was miserable. And the more I tried to control, the more out of control everything got. Until the only option I had left was to turn it over to the universe. At the time I did that, it felt like I was giving up on them, on me. Literally minutes after I let go of trying to control the situation and this family member, everything changed. The universe answered with the very solution needed to improve everyone's life. This family member has now been sober for 8.5 years. We have the relationship we both always wanted, and we're able to celebrate each other's lives and experiences in ways I never thought was possible. So that's just a small example of what letting go of wanting to control things can do. It was such a powerful and profound experience that I am literally a different person today. It gave me the space to work with my own inner transformation, and people who knew me then and see me now are flabbergasted at the transformation. So this, my friends, is my wish for you. You may not be ready to relinquish control today or even tomorrow, but know that when you are ready, the universe will answer. I'm going to stop here for a minute before I take you through a nice exercise to relinquish control and check in with Nicole and see if we have any emails or questions.
So Gremlin of the day, actually it was yesterday, but it's carrying over to today, is people are having trouble calling in. So it's going to be a little more presentation style today, I do believe. But, you know, I'm just going to say that is an amazing topic and incredibly important. Also challenging for people to truly do, you know, how
yes.
one knows that they've really let go. So I'd go deep on this topic and take your time because this is important.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, and we don't have no emails or at the moment.
Sorry, I have to push the button. I'm pushing the button.
Oh.
No, no, not yet. No, I would just
okay.
go deep and carry on.
Great. Well, as you mentioned, Nicole, this is something that is challenging for everyone. We as humans have been taught that we should be controlling our emotions, our lives, our experiences, because that's what has worked in the past for people, or has perceived to work in the past for people. It's something everyone struggles with. So we have the opportunity every single day of our lives to show up differently and to make a different choice. So if you feel like, oh gosh, today I didn't do my best, I was trying to control this, or I was telling someone else what they should be doing and how they should be doing because I thought that I knew best for them. Don't beat yourself up. We all do it. And being able to recognize it helps you then realize when it's time to let that go. And when you're ready to have a different experience, a more open and expansive experience in your life. And I used to be a big type A personality, some would argue that I still am. And so the idea back then of not controlling something scared the bejesus out of me, because I could not imagine a different way. I couldn't imagine that I could get what I needed if I just let go of control. So the very thing I was trying to hold on so tightly to was the very thing that was preventing all the outcomes and the good things that I wanted in my life to show up. It's counterintuitive for a lot of us that you don't have to power through everything, you don't have to control everything. So if it's something that you're struggling with, just know that's okay. You're in exactly the right spot. You're doing exactly what's right for you in this moment, but that there are other ways if you're open to them. And I'm not going to tell you you should or shouldn't do something, because that would be trying to control it, and I'm not going to try and control anybody's situation anymore. A lot of my clients, especially my coaching clients, actually get a little annoyed with me sometimes because they just want me to tell them what to do, and that's not that's not in their best interest. It's not in my best interest. So I will give them my opinion. I will give them the tools to work through it, but ultimately it's their experience and their life, and they get to make the choice. So, having said that, I think it's time to walk those of you that are ready to let go of a little control today through a short exploration process. So as long as you're not driving, if you're in a space where you can do so, you can do this with your eyes closed. If you're not in a space where you can do this with your eyes closed, just follow along with your eyes open. But I want you to think of a situation that you've been trying to control, or even trying to control portions of. Maybe it's your own experience, or maybe that of someone close to you. But just allow whatever comes up to just be here in the moment. Don't try and change it. Don't push it away. Just allow it. Now imagine if you just let go of trying to control or change it. What would that look like? What does the situation unfold like when you let go of trying to control it? You may see an outcome you never considered. You may see a change in how others involved start to act. You may see a more vibrant hue around the situation, or the whole thing may just dissolve or disappear. Again, just allow whatever comes up to be here right now. If you're struggling to see it differently or feeling the need to control what you're seeing, just acknowledge without judgment and refocus on viewing the situation where you are just the neutral observer. Now, imagine a balloon. This balloon is deflated. Start to inflate the balloon with the control you've been holding on to. Watch as the balloon gets bigger and bigger each time you let go of some control. With each bit of control you release into the balloon, the lighter and more loft it gets. When you have released every bit of control you can in this moment, just let the balloon go. Watch it float effortlessly away from you toward the heavens. And now notice how much more spaciousness you feel. You may even feel a bit like you're floating. And now picture your situation again. And notice what's changed. Is a solution available that you never saw before? Is the situation even one that you're interested in being involved in anymore? It may have shifted tremendously after you've let the balloon go. Know that you can repeat this exercise as many times as you need to until you can't fill the balloon any longer. And when you've done so, you have finally relinquished all the control for that situation. I invite you to do this as for as many situations or as many times as you need to, so that you can get to a place where you can be in neutrality in your life. Because in neutrality, a plethora of opportunities and options become available that control would be blocking. So this is a wonderful exercise to practice. Every time you feel like you want to insert yourself into someone else's experience, when you feel you know better what someone else should do or needs, when a situation in your own life or experience feels different than you'd hoped for, just practice letting go of control and free yourself up to see all the wonderful possibilities and outcomes, giving space for solutions that are of the highest and greatest good to manifest, and allow yourself to connect with Source, because you don't have that block of control between you and your ultimate knowing. So I'm inviting you to reimagine your relationship with control so you can spark the life you really want. Before I talk about some other situations or circumstances, I'm going to pause again and see if we've gotten any questions.
Hi, it's the same situation with the board. We're just refreshing and working
okay.
on it in the background. I would just go deep on a subject today and explore.
All right. Well, we might be a little, the show might be a little short today then, but I will do my best. So I was recently working with a client who had a fractured relationship with her sister. And as we were working together and I was looking at the situation for her, there was a lot of judgment between the two of them. And their judgment was stemming from each one of them thought the other one should be living their life more like they were. And so this controlling, wanting to control the other person's experience, wanting them to be more like them, which is a form of control, created so much strife and so much animosity that they didn't speak for 2 years. And so my client was really wanting to let go of all of that and really wanting to repair relationship with her sister. And so as we were talking and she was telling me, you know, all the things that had led up to the argument where they had stopped talking and what it would mean to have her sister back in her life as big a part as she had been prior to all of this. She was talking and in mid-sentence she just stopped and she went, "Oh my gosh, if I stop expecting her to live her life like I think she should, and I just support and love her, would that fix things?" And so I said, "Well, let's look. Let's look and see." And so we did that same exercise that I just walked you all through. And she saw that not only would it fix things, but their relationship would be stronger and closer than it had been in years. So we did that exercise a number of times so that she could really, truly empty out her need to control her sister's experience. And then we also worked on the fact that, I mean, the control was happening in both directions. So we worked on the fact, not the fact, we worked on the idea that to have this relationship with her sister, she needed to let control, let go of control. But she also needed to give grace to herself and her sister if occasions would come up where one or the other was trying to control. And at first, that was a really difficult idea for her. She didn't want to think about her sister trying to control her. But as we spoke and I mentioned, you know, you can only be responsible for your own experience and you can only be responsible for your own actions or reactions, that part of letting go of control would mean acceptance of how her sister might show up based on all the history around the situation. And the more we talked about it, the more we worked through it, the more she was able to get to a place where she could indeed give the grace to her sister if her sister was trying to control her experience. And we did it in a way where she wasn't accepting behavior that was unkind or harmful, but that she was setting that boundary so that to her sister in a true, authentic way, hey, this feels like you're trying to control me, and while I appreciate where that's coming from, I got this. And so she had a scheduled time where she and her sister were going to meet, and she was nervous about it, and I, you know, helped her calm through those feelings. And then a week went by and I didn't hear anything. And I thought, oh, gosh, I wonder how it went. And then 2 weeks and I thought, oh, okay, well, maybe it didn't go so well because I would have thought that I would heard back. And then I got an email that said, thank you so much. Our meeting went fantastic. We had only scheduled an hour to meet. We ended up spending the whole day together. My letting go of that control allowed my sister to show up in a way I've never seen her show up before. And it allowed me to accept this version of her, which then allowed her to take a step back and accept the version of me. And it was a beautiful thing. And we have talked on the phone every day for the past 2 weeks. And it's been amazing. It actually made me cry when I read her email because it was so, so powerful. Just letting go of wanting to control her sister's experience gave her what she had been longing for the 2+ years that they hadn't been speaking and when they'd been arguing. And what a beautiful, beautiful gift to have given herself, because she's the one that did the work. And I just love when to hear these transformations from my clients. I had another client who was feeling very stuck in her spiritual journey and couldn't figure out why, and felt like her intuition was blocked and all of that. And as we were working together, we were talking about it, I kept hearing her say, well, I've been telling my niece that she needs to do this and she needs to do that. And I've been telling a coworker that she needs to, you know, if she really wants to increase her intuition, she needs to do this. And this is how I do it. And I said, let's take a step back and let's look at this need you have to control other people's experiences. And she laughed and she goes, I don't control other people's experiences. And so I repeated back to her. I said, well, you just told me about this situation and this situation and this situation. And I said, and she goes, well, I'm just trying to be helpful. And I said, right. I said, but if someone was saying those things to you, how would you feel? And she goes, oh my gosh. So she said, well, where is this coming from? I don't understand where this is coming from, because I don't feel like I want to control people. So as we looked into it, I looked at it, because she's also an intuitive, I had, you know, had her look into it too. And what we saw was many lifetimes where she had been a spiritual teacher. And the way that she worked was to control her students' experiences. And so we worked on her clearing those past lives, bringing all of that knowledge into a present time where she could heal it. And we didn't do it all in one session, and she did a lot of the work on her own outside of our sessions. But she checked back in with me about a month after we had started that. And as we were having our session, I said, you know, how's the control coming? And she said, you know, it's been a challenge. She said, but I feel like I'm in a much better place regarding it. She said, I don't offer my unsolicited, here's what you should do advice anymore. When people ask, I always now preface it with, this has worked for me. And I said, okay, well, great. You know, that's all great. But have you gotten past your block that you originally scheduled for me, with me? About, and she goes, I have. She goes, it like dissolved and I wasn't even working on that. And I said, well, that's the beauty of when you let go of control, what can actually clear. And it's many times things you're not expecting. So that's just another example of why this is such an important topic and why this is so important to help people get past, if that's what they're wanting to do.
And we do have a couple of questions now. Usually takes a 20, 30 minutes for them to start rolling in.
All right.
This is where we're at. So let's go with Yvette in the UK. She said people are always telling her that she's controlling and she does not see it at all. However, the people saying that she's controlling seem controlling. So are the people that are being controlling accusing her when they're actually controlling? How does she know who's controlling and what does she do? Have fun with that.
Yeah. Again, in my experience, Yvette, you should look at this for yourself. But in my experience, we all control and allow others to control us. So it may be that it's a little bit of both. So I would, again, you can't fix anybody else, but I would look at myself and see where maybe there was a part of the situation that maybe I was trying to control, or there was an aspect of it where I was controlling. And actually, her question is perfect, because we live in a dualistic reality. So when we see one side, there's always the flip side. So think of it as a coin. And on the head side of the coin is control. And on the flip side of the coin, or the tail side of the coin, is the wanting to be controlled by someone else. So when you work on either one of the sides of that coin, you're really working on releasing and clearing both those things, the wanting to control and the wanting to be controlled. So I guess my guides are saying it doesn't really matter who's the one controlling and who's the one feeling like they're being controlled. Work on releasing it from either direction and you'll clear both sides of the coin. Hopefully that was helpful.
All right. Well, there you go. There you go with that.
Yeah.
Anna in California, she said she did the mini process that you did earlier in the show and feels like while she really wants to let go of control, feels like she can't. Anything else you can suggest?
Yes, there's lots of things that you can do. And if that particular one didn't work for you, you can also imagine a symbol for control. And that symbol is whatever you want it to be. I would take the first thing that pops in your head, and then you can just imagine either blowing that symbol up, dissolving it, putting that symbol into the balloon, if you did find that worked well. There's lots of ways that you can represent it in your mind's eye that will allow you to let go of it. Sounds to me, Anna, like you're trying to control the letting go of the control process. and so don't put that pressure on yourself. Just even if you let go of a fraction of the control through any of those processes, through the balloon process or through the symbol process, that's okay. And the more you do it, the easier it will get. So control's pretty deeply ingrained in all of us. We're not going to miraculously in a 5-minute period release every ounce of control. Some people can. Very, very few people could. The majority of us, we're just going to let go of a little bit. And then maybe we go back to it the next day, and we let go of a little bit more. And we let go of a little bit more the day after that, and then the day after that. So the desire to let go often is enough to just start the process. And then it gets easier the more you do it. Okay. Any other questions?
We have an interesting question from Janet in New York. She says she constantly attracts in narcissistic controlling people in her relationships who use red herring techniques, saying she's controlling and she's the one doing what they're doing. She'd like your perspective on how to break that cycle and also how to get clear about that.
Okay. Well, immediately as you were reading that, Jeanette, what I saw was you've come into this world with a goal to try and heal those narcissistic people, which is why you keep attracting them. But unfortunately with narcissistic people, they're going to make you feel bad about yourself to make themselves feel better. That's what narcissists do. So if this is truly a pattern that you're wanting to break, because you can rewrite whatever you brought in this lifetime as something that you wanted to work on, you can at any moment rewrite the contract. If that's not something that you're really wanting to work on right now, just imagine in your meditation, if you meditate, that you're rewriting the terms of the contract, that you don't need to have those people in your life trying to control you or be in your personal sphere in order to elicit healing for them. You can choose to do it another way that doesn't involve them being in your life and doesn't involve you attracting them to you. What I'm being shown is that you could heal them by just picking narcissism in the collective consciousness and just work on sending love to that through the collective conscious. That you don't even need those people in your life in order to help them. So, hopefully, Jeanette, that helps you a little bit with that. And just know that anything in our lives that we're not feeling in alignment with anymore, we can either drop it, make a different choice, or rewrite the contract. Because we're all meant to be doing the things that give our soul nourishment and help us evolve. And it doesn't have to be hard, and it doesn't have to be difficult, and it doesn't have to feel bad while we do it. Great. Any other questions?
Well, we're at our final 9 minutes. What I would suggest before launching into your shameless self-promotion is, can you give everyone sort of the main takeaways on dealing with control issues?
Yes. So the main takeaway is when you start to notice that you're doing it, then you can make a change. You can make a different choice. You can work on healing yourself and doing your inner work in order to feel less compelled to insert yourself into others' experiences, using a simple technique every day to just release a little bit of control can do wonders. Be gentle with yourself if you aren't living up to the expectation that you have. Know that every day is a new day and you can try all over again the next day. Know that you can rewrite your contracts so that you don't have to be in relationships or circumstances that make you feel the need to control or make you controlled. Know that when you heal yourself and do your own inner work, it can cause a tremendous shift in those around you. And be open and accepting of that shift. And then lastly, know that at any point, you can turn things over to the universe so that they can help you bring in a solution that is in the highest and best good for everybody involved. And it's not something you're going to heal overnight. So that would be the takeaways, that we're all doing the best we can and everybody should be kind to each other and themselves. And so I hope you all have enjoyed this exploration of control. I know it can be kind of a touchstone issue for people, but hopefully you've gotten some good advice, some good tools, and maybe a little bit of a perspective shift. And if any of those things occurred for you today, I'm grateful and blessed. And if you enjoyed doing that exercise and you'd want to work with me, I'm thrilled, and you can find me at serenityintuitive.com, or you can email me at serenityintuitive@gmail.com, and I do spiritual awakening coaching, intuitive mentoring if you want to grow your intuitive skills. I do intuitive readings, chakra clearings and balancing, medical intuition, and animal communication. So if you are inclined to want to work with me, I'd love to hear from you. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Jesse. That was awesome topic today. Fun fact, you're the third host this week to choose that topic for the same reason, because it's coming up a lot for clients. So it's interesting that's coming up everywhere right now.
Yeah.
Not a surprise. Not a surprise.
Nope.
All right. Well, good job, and be well. Enjoy the ride. Until next time, we'll see you next month.
Great. Sounds wonderful.
Jesse is all linked up at newsforthesoul.com, and we're back with more after this.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.